Thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Watchman on the Wall podcast. Periodically, we'll bring you true stories of angelic encounters, heavenly visitations, near-death experiences, as well as modern-day prophecies that are relevant to us today. When we come back, we'll begin our next episode. Welcome back to the Watchman on the Wall podcast. Today we're going to talk about the digital dollar. I know we've talked about much of this before on previous podcasts, but today Stan Johnson gives us an update on the digital dollar and how it can affect us in 2024. He also talks a lot about the prophecies and what they also say. I know I recently talked to somebody not too long ago that said, oh, this digital dollar stuff was never going to happen. And I hope it doesn't. However, I do know the prophecies in the Bible saying that in the end times, no one will be able to buy or sell unless you comply with certain demands. And what better way than having a digital dollar where the government, whoever's in control, can tell you what you can and cannot do. Thus, ultimate control. So here now, with an update, is Stan Johnson.
Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is, will the dollar die beginning January 1, 2024? This is in one of those things I don't like, where some guy talking is like, okay, you're getting me really, really bored here, you know, but I'm going to speed it up. He's got some good points here, and I'm going to bring in some prophecy as it relates as we go through this. So this is a guy talking, and this is the notes that I've made from that. Biden to order U.S. dollar replaced with trackable spyware version. Yes, there is. I mean, there's always a good line that is following a bad line. In other words, there's some good people that are working against the bad people. There's light working against darkness, always. And essentially what this is going to say is, if the bad guys win, they will bring in a bad, trackable, digital dollar. Now, we know that because the time is going to come, no one can buy or sell, save you had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. We know that's coming. And the only way that can happen is if every transaction on the planet is tracked. And you can only do that with a computer, with Starlink, satellites, and according to the prophecy of one person, it looked like a cell phone, but it didn't make any phone calls, and it was the way that you buy and sell, according to them. This is a former advisor to the Pentagon and CIA, and it says, your life savings and freedoms are at risk, and he says, do this immediately. So let the official record show that when President Biden signed his death warrant on American freedom, not one single Dem sounded the alarm. Recently, in a hushed ceremony at the White House, without the approval of Congress and the states and the American people, Biden signed into law executive number 14067. Buried in this order are a few paragraphs titled Section 4. The language in the Section 4 makes Order 14067 the most treacherous act by a sitting president in the history of our republic. Because Section 4 sets the stage for legal government surveillance of all U.S. citizens. I thought they already had that with the Patriot Act, but apparently it's going to get worse. Why? Because they want to track and monitor. Why? Because they want to find you so that if you aren't a part of the system, they find you and either you become part of the system or something happens real bad to your head. Total control of your bank accounts and purchases. Now, I sent this off to my white hat banker buddy, and I said, is this true? And he said, yes, actually it is. So I've got this verified by a banker that's been in banking, I think it was 27 years or something like that. And the ability to silence all dissenting voices for good. In this new war on freedom, the Dems aren't coming for your guns. Yes, well, they are too, but this one is for the money. No, they're thinking much bigger than that. They're coming for your money, and it's already started. Well, you know, Vicky Parnell, Terry Bennett, and Byron Searle all say that the tribulation has already started. And I recall the looking glass, which is a device that the story goes was found in Iraq. And when they started moving this device, as it moved various places geographically on the planet, it started turning on. And it allowed them to see into the future. Now, that's not God, and we don't follow that. But the point is, I thought the interesting part of it was that and everything else that the devil uses to see into the future could not see beyond the year 2030. Okay, so let's keep going. No, they're thinking much bigger than that. They're coming for your money, and it's already started. This is what I believe Section 4 of Biden's order means for all Americans. It is laying the groundwork for the U.S. dollar being made obsolete. Soon, your cash will be confiscated or simply be worthless paper. As you recall, that's what Shane Warren said. He saw the cash blowing worthless as leaves in the wind. The cash currency we now have will be replaced with a new programmable digital token. Now, hang on. That's what the devil is planning. But I recently, when I was at a friend's place, and that's all I'll say, I actually held the new currency. And they said, I don't know if I should say this. Maybe that's all I should say. But yes, they are planning on bringing in a digital currency. That's the bad guys. But the good guys are planning on doing it differently. Maybe that's the way I should say it. I have to really watch my words. So the cash currency we now have to be replaced by a new programmable digital token. And that's the new FedNow thing. We've talked about that. But the truth is, few outside of the deep state recognize Biden's move for what it really is. If my predictions are correct, he says, this is so much more sinister than simply replacing the cash dollar with a new digitized version. He says this new currency will allow for total control of all Americans. It's not just American citizens. You remember Kissinger said, he who controls food can control the people. He who controls energy can control whole continents, and he who controls money can control the world. And we know from Revelation 13 that's where it's going. Because every digital dollar will be programmed by the government. That means they're able to turn on or turn off your money at will. In other words, if they don't want you buying gasoline, can't buy gasoline. If you don't want you buying more than X gallons of gasoline, you can't buy more than X. They want you buying a house, you can't buy a house. They don't want you going to the emergency room. They don't want you paying a doctor. They don't want you seeing a dentist. You can't do it. Total control. Not only that, but they'll be able to track and record every purchase you make. We're pretty close to that right now. The digital dollar means that Dems, not just the Dems, and not just the deep state, is the Molochs. Means Dems would be able to punish any contribution, purchase, or even social media comment that they don't like. And this isn't something years away, it's starting now. Actually, it's already in progress. On November 4, 2022, the United States Federal Reserve, that's the den of thieves, it is now actively researching the introduction of a digital dollar. It's called FedNow. Then came the bombshell. On November 15th, global banking giants like Citigroup, Wells Fargo, MasterCard announced a 12-week test drive of the digital dollar. In fact, our government is now racing to catch up. China and Russia have already launched pilot programs for their own digital currencies. More than half the countries in the world and almost 90% of the central banks are testing and exploring a digital currency right now. So, you know what'll do away with it? Stuff like this right here. Gold or silver. And I'll show you how to how to get even your IRAs or your 401ks into actually physically held gold and silver. Anyway, let's go on. More than half the countries in the world, almost 90% of the central banks are testing and exploring a digital currency right now. It's called CBDC, or Central Bank Digital Currency. In my opinion, he says, it's not a question of will the U.S. implement a digital dollar, and it's not just U.S. It is a world thing, because he who controls money can control the world, so that no man can buy or sell. See, we prophecy students are so many jumps ahead of them. It's just a question of when, and the answer to that is, it's in progress. The U.S. Federal Reserve has been quietly partnering with scientists at MIT to develop a digital currency to replace the dollar. They call this initiative Project Hamilton. We're going to talk about that. Then last year, the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, which is the clearinghouse for U.S. stocks, bonds, and other security trades, quietly launched Project Lithium. What's that? Well, Project Lithium is testing how a dollar, a digital dollar, will work in the financial markets once the current dollar is dead. Who killed it? The Federal Reserve. The people in charge killed it.
We'll be right back with more of Stan Johnson in part two of our podcast right after this. Hello again. This is The Watchman. Please join us each week for an exciting and inspirational podcast dealing with angel encounters, heavenly visitations, near-death experiences, as well as modern-day prophecies that are relevant to us today. So tune in each week and share it with your friends. After all, they could use a little inspiration in their life, too. That's The Watchman on the Wall podcast, and now you can find us on YouTube. I'd just like to say right now that as we come to a close of another year and we're in this holiday season, I'd like to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I know we're up to, I think, 150 or more countries represented here that listen to this podcast, and I'm very thankful and grateful to all of you loyal listeners throughout the 4 years now that we've been putting this podcast on. And I hope you find it very enlightening. So now we'll continue on with our podcast with Stan Johnson, talking about the digital dollar and some updated information that could affect us all in 2024.
A joint effort between Accenture, U.S. regulators, and tech leaders to create the digital dollar. Then, just days after Biden's order 14067 was signed, Representative Stephen F. Lynch introduced H.R. 7231. In other words, it's all a plan. The Electronic Currency and Security Hardware Act. This act, co-sponsored by four of the Democrats, orders the Secretary of the Treasury to develop a digital dollar. And then starting in November 22, Citigroup, MasterCard, Wells Fargo partnered with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York to, quote, test drive Biden bucks before a universal rollout. I believe we'll see the first rollout of the new digital dollar Biden bucks by the year 2024, and we all know that that's exactly what's coming. About every 40 to 50 years, there's a major disruption in the U.S. monetary policy that increases government power at the expense, at the expense of us, the citizens. The Gold Reserve Act of 1934 was the first currency earthquake. This is the picture of the newspaper that day. Under executive order of President, April 5, 1933, all persons are required to deliver on or before May 1, 1933, all gold coin, gold bullion, and gold certificates. I remember my mom and dad talking about this. I remember them really angry that their parents had to go in and turn in their, which was limited amounts, but I mean, even if you have a coin or two, you don't have to go in and give it to the government. And then they turned around and gave them paper in exchange. Well, what the experts are saying, today we need to be doing exactly the opposite. Today, if we're in a 401k, if we are in an IRA, if we're in anything that includes stock market, anything that is in paper, as Lindsay Williams says, it's worth the paper it's written on. In other words, you don't want to have paper. You want to have gold and silver in your possession. Democrat President Roosevelt ordered all U.S. citizens to hand in their gold. And I can't believe it, but they did. Okay, because those days they believed in the U.S. government. They believed that they were on their side. Today, well, if they were to ask me to do that, sorry, Charlie, I'm not going to do it. Yes, privately owning gold was made illegal. The government wanted it all. If you failed to comply, you faced huge fines or were jailed. Interesting how this fascist plot isn't taught in our history classes today, is it? Currency quake number two. Then the Gold Standard Act of 1971, when the U.S. abandoned the gold standard for good, the dollar got destroyed. Rampant inflation continued. I remember my mom saying, you know, it used to be that you could take a $1 bill down to the bank and walk out with a silver $1 coin. And likewise, with a 20 and a 50, you could walk out with gold. But that stopped when she was a little girl. Anyway, it goes on to say, the dollar got destroyed, rampant inflation continued, and the power of the Federal Reserve increased dramatically. He says, I predict that the death of the dollar is the third and final currency quake. Why? So that any causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, receive a mark on the right hand and their forehead. The government would be able to track, control, and limit your spending. Soon there would be no more privacy. Zero. Gone. The government will know your whereabouts, habits, at all times, because they will know exactly where you are spending your money. Now, I got this in an email, and it didn't tell me all of the details, but what it said in this newsletter was pretty important. He says, I'm issuing an urgent red alert about a coming event that will devastate the U.S. dollar. My intelligence sources tell me that China plans to announce a gold-backed yuan as soon as January 6, 2024. Isn't that what Chris Reed was told? That's almost word for word out of the prophecy given March 25th of 20... I think it was 23. I can pop over there, but you know what I'm talking about. Once launched, this golden yuan will incentivize nations across the globe to abandon trading in U.S. dollars. Are you listening? Abandon U.S. dollars and switch to yuan instead. So that means that there's not going to be just a gold-backed not just the BRICS, but also the 41 nations behind them. And this is saying that China is also doing it. In the meantime, the dollar is backed by nothing. Hot air. Fiat. Worthless. Countries have lost confidence in the dollar after the U.S. froze Russia's dollar reserve. In other words, the Federal Reserve, the government, the American government caused this problem. China is exploiting this distrust to overtake the dollar's dominance. Backing the yuan, and let me just say, the reason America, I mean in the natural, is the number one financial nation on the earth is because of the petrodollar, because all of the nations have to own it. And so for many other complicated reasons, it made us very, very wealthy. And that wealth, starting January 1, is about to be taken away. China's exploiting this distrust to overtake the dollar's dominance. Backing the yuan with gold would drain trillions of dollars from the U.S. economy. Our stocks, bonds, and retirement accounts would crash as trade shifts to the yuan. Stocks, bonds, retirement accounts denominated in dollars would crash in value. The dollar itself would plummet. We know, down by 30%, 50%, 66%, worthless as leaves blowing in the wind. We know that from several places. The dollar would itself plummet compared to other currencies. Also, China just deployed 6 warships near Israel. China's presidents could easily escalate this regional conflict into a direct confrontation with the U.S., We know that's not ready to happen. However, we lost 18 straight simulated war games with China, meaning China is getting pretty brave because it knows America is falling apart. U.S. has made an offer to Yemen Houthis. The United States has made an offer. This can tie together in just a second. The United States has made an offer to the Houthis in Yemen. The U.S. will refrain from intervening on ongoing peacemaking efforts in Yemen if the Houthis agree to halt attacks upon commercial shipping in the Red Sea. The Houthis have rejected this offer. As of Monday afternoon, 67 container ships have been diverted around the Cape of Good Hope on South Africa. 75 container ships are delayed and waiting orders. What does this mean? This means that global commerce is already suffering a very large disruption. Supply chain problems will begin very quickly. Behind almost every purchase that we Americans make, from Christmas lights to new car, all arrives by ship. Almost everything we buy, use, wear, and much of what we eat spends at least some of its life in a container at sea. What does that mean? Well, you remember Coverstone was told that when all this trouble started, the ships on the sea weren't moving. One more article. Pentagon announces new international mission to counter attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. The U.S. and other host nations are creating a new force to protect ships transiting the Red Sea, several of which have damaged vehicles or vessels, has led multiple shipping companies to order their ships to hold in place and not move. So, isn't that what we've been told? There's going to be a food shortage. There's going to be all kinds of shortages. So all of this is knocking at the door. I did a whole program where apparently the prophecies, a lot of them, are saying 2024 is going to be a very, very different year.
Hello again, this is The Watchman. Please join us on our new video channel called Encounters from Beyond the Veil. It's the same exciting content as our audio podcast, but in a shorter, but yet a video format. Also, please subscribe so you won't miss any of our episodes. That's Encounters from Beyond the Veil, exclusively found on YouTube. Well, thanks again for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. Any comments or suggestions you may have, you can send to thewatchmanonthewall2020@gmail.com. We encourage you to subscribe so you'll always be notified of our future episodes. Well, thanks again, and we'll see you next time on the Watchman on the Wall podcast.